USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden has arrived in Poland after making a surprise visit to Ukraine today. Meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky, Biden said America stands with Ukraine.
I'm here to show our unwavering support for the nation's independence, their sovereignty, and territorial integrity.
Biden also announced an additional $500 million in aid for Ukraine. While today's trip to Ukraine is being called a surprise, the White House says it was months in the making.
Logistically complicated and difficult is how the White House describes the planning for the Kyiv visit, which began months ago. It involved a small number of people from the National Security Council, the military, and the Secret Service. The trip was different than past visits by a president to a war zone like Iraq and Afghanistan because there's no U.S. military presence in Ukraine. President Biden spent about 5 hours in Kyiv before flying to Poland. I'm Richard Johnson.
At least three people are dead after a strong earthquake hit near the Turkey-Syrian border today. The 6.4 magnitude quake also injured more than 200. Today's earthquake comes just weeks after devastating quakes killed tens of thousands of people in that region. A giant winter storm is set to slam parts of the country this week. Forecasters say it's expected to start tomorrow in the northwest, where heavy snow is likely to fall in the mountains of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming.
The probabilities we're looking at for really 8+ inches of snow are quite high from South Dakota through southern Minnesota and into northern Wisconsin.
National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill says by midweek, the storm system will strengthen as it moves southeast, affecting the Rocky Mountains to the Great Lakes. The Powerball drawing tonight is up to an estimated $87 million after there was no winner Saturday night. And even more money is up for grabs tomorrow. The Mega Millions jackpot now stands at $104 million. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has released several thousand hours of footage from the January 6th Capitol riot to Fox News host Tucker Carlson. McCarthy last month supported the idea of releasing more of the surveillance footage from the attack to the public. He's accused Democrats on the January 6th Select Committee of politicizing the incident in their investigation for their own benefit. Carlson has questioned the circumstances of the riot several times on his talk show. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis spoke in New York City this morning talking about the spike in crime in America's largest cities, which he says are run by Democrats.
The reason why you have what you have in some of these other jurisdictions is because they're putting woke ideology ahead of your safety.
After the speech, New York City Mayor Eric Adams tweeted, "Welcome to New York City, a place where we don't ban books, discriminate against our LGBTQ+ neighbors, use asylum seekers as props, or let the government stand between a woman and health care." Some residents of East Palestine, Ohio are suing Norfolk Southern Railroad after a train derailment and toxic chemical fire. A Cincinnati-based law firm is hoping more people will join the class action suit. Many residents complaining about health issues they believe are related to the train derailment. They say they've developed rashes, sore throats, headaches, and nausea. Well, the first-generation iPhone, still sealed in its original box, went for more than $63,000 at auction over the weekend. The phone's original owner said she never opened it because she received it as a gift, but it already purchased a new phone. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.